Answers I have prepared for those who are obedient to me, for those who will please me. Such a jannat, in which there are things no eye has seen, no ear has heard of, no mind has imagined. وَلَا خَطَرَ عَلَىٰ قَلْبِ بَشَرٍ. No mind has imagined such things. It is beyond the imagination of this insan to even imagine what jannat is. One woman came to Zunnun Misri, rahmatullah alayh, and she said, Sifli al-Jannah, describe Jannah to me. Describe Jannah to me. He said, Innal Jannah la yuhitu biha ilmu alim, wa la yasifuha wasfu wasif. He says, you're asking me that which is beyond my capability. No one has true knowledge. No one has true knowledge. No one can describe it as it ought to be described. Have you not heard the verse of the Quran? فَلَا تَعْلَمُ نَفْسٌ مَّا أُخْفِيَ لَهُمْ مِنْ قُرَّةِ أَعْيُنْ جَزَاءً بِمَا كَانُوا يَعْمَلُونَ. No nafs, no soul knows. No soul knows that which we have kept for them in Jannah. مِنْ قُرَّةِ أَعْيُنْ. Things that will cool their eyes. جَزَاءً بِمَا كَانُوا يَعْمَلُونَ. This is a recompense, a return for the a'mal that they did in this world. But nevertheless, since you have asked me, I will tell you something of Jannat. Zunnun Misri says to her, Inna fil jannati marjan min fiddatin bayda. He said, in Jannat there is a field, an open ground that is made out of silver. Fi wastil marj qasrun min dhahabin asfar. In the center of this ground of silver is a palace made out of gold. Fi wastil qasri qubbatun min yaqutin ahmar. In the center of this palace of gold is a dome that is made out of red ruby. Fi wastil qubba sarirun min dhahabin wa jawhar. In the center of this dome of red ruby is a bed that is studded with sapphires and pearls and emeralds. Ground of silver, palace of gold, dome of red ruby. In the center of that a bed. Tajri tahta sariri arba'atu anhar. Nahrum min ma' wa nahrum min asal wa nahrum min khabar min khamr wa nahrum min laban. Underneath this bed four streams are flowing. One of water, one of milk, one of wine, one of honey. Wa ala sariri jariya. وَعَلَى السَّرِيرِ جَارِيَا. And on the bed is a woman, the woman of Jannah. لَوْ بَدَى مِعْصَمُهَا فِي الظُّلُمَاتِ لَأَشْرَقَتْ وَأَنَارَتْ. Such is her beauty that if her forearm had to become exposed in the darkness would light up. What is her face made of? What is the beauty of her face? Nuru wajhiha min nurillahi ta'ala. The nur of her face is from the nur of Allah. The nur of her face is from the nur of Allah. Women of such indescribable beauty. How many places in the Quran Allah describes expressions? Hurun maqsuratun fil khiyam. Hurun ayn ka amthal al-lu'lu'i al-maknun. كواعب أترابا عربا أترابا كأنهن الياقوت والمرجان كأنهن بيض مكنون. Words cannot do justice to describing these women of Jannah. The women of the world are made of what? Sand, water, of the four elements. What are the women of Jannah made of? Min rijliha ila rukbatayha min al-zafran. From her toes to her knee is made out of zafran. Min rukbatayha ila thadiyayha min al-misk al-khalis. From the knee to the chest is made out of pure musk. Min thadiyayha ila anuqiha min al-ambar al-ashhar. From the neck, from the chest to the neck is made out of amber. من عنقها إلى رأسها من الكافور الخالص from the neck من الكافور الأبيض from the neck to the top of the head is made out of white camphor and then the hair will be flowing from the top of the head right up to the feet. One strand of that hair is such that Janabi Rasulullah said, if one strand had to be brought into this world, this entire world will become fragrant. لو بدا معصمها في الظلمات لا أشرقت وأنارت. If she had to reveal her forefinger, just the fingertip. لو أن بلالا من بلانها بدا لطمس ضوء الشمس كما تطمس الشمس ضوء النجوم أو كما قال صلى الله عليه وسلم. When the sun rises, in England it doesn't happen all the time, unfortunately, but in summer possibly. When the sun rises, you find the stars disappear. The stars are not gone anywhere, they are there. But the intensity of the light of the sun is such that the stars are no longer visible. Allah's Rasulullah said, if she had to reveal her fingertip, the sun will become invisible. Such is the nur of the fingertip. Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu used to say, if Allah has kept such effulgence and nur and light in her fingertip, what must be the rest of her body? Such is the beauty, he said, the first gaze, of this Jannati at the woman of Jannat will last for 40 years. 40 years he will stay transfixed. Nur wajiha min nurillahi ta'ala. Obviously, the nur of her face is from the nur of Allah. From Allah's special tajalli, what must be the beauty of this woman? Wa ila janibiha waliyullah ala surati ghulamin aliyan amrad ala husni Yusuf wa ala qamati Adam وعلى قلب أيوب وعلى ميلاد عيسى وعلى خلق محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وعاشت الأرواح وحبت الرياح. Zunnun Misri says, on her side, lying with her, will be the male of Jannat. He will have the height of Adam alayhi salam, 130 foot tall. The age of Isa alayhi salam. The beauty of Yusuf alayhi salam. The heart of Ayyub alayhi salam and the akhlaq and character of Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The winds will be blowing. They will be in the neighborhood of Allah. When this woman hears this, such is the reaction. She says, Alayka illa qatli ya Misri fashahiqat shahqatan famatat makanaha. Her heart cannot take this description. She says, Misri, you are after my life. She screams and passes away on the spot. The shock and inclination and yaqeen of Jannat, of Akhirat. This was a daily muzakira that used to take place in Medina Munawwara. Where Ali radiallahu ta'ala used to say, Lo kushifa al-ghita, mazdattu imana. If the veil between us and Akhirat had to be removed, and Jannat and Jahannam had to be brought in front of our eyes, mazdattu imana, this would not increase our iman.